Roy Bennett is treasurer of the MDC and had been nominated to be Zimbabwe's deputy agriculture minister. When he returned to Zimbabwe, he was arrested, and officials said he would be charged with various offenses, including terrorism. He spent a month in detention while lawyers battled through the courts to secure his release on bail. His trial was due to start in the lower court on Tuesday in the eastern city of Mutare. Defense lawyer Beatrice Mketwa said 7 months after he was arrested, she had been given no specific charges nor any outline of the case. She also said a previous court order ruled that Bennett could be tried in the lower court in Mutare. She described the court's disregard of this ruling and his indictment to the High Court and his detention Wednesday as a gross abuse of court processes. State prosecutor Chris Mutangadure said in court that Bennett had been indicted and the natural consequence is he will be in custody until he makes a bail application in the High Court. After Bennett had been taken out of the court to the Mutare Remand Prison, NDC leader Gordon Moyo, a senior minister in Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's office, who attended the court in Mutare Wednesday, said he was devastated by the court ruling. Securing bail in cases involving terrorism charges is extremely difficult, a Harare legal academic said Wednesday. Roy Bennett, a founding member of the NDC, spent 9 months in a rural prison 4 years ago after pushing one of President Robert Mugabe's officials in Parliament during a debate about land reform. Mr. Mugabe has said in several interviews recently that Bennett would not be sworn in as Deputy Agriculture Minister until he had been cleared by the courts. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News.